We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Reunited and Ron feels so good. I'm back, Ron. I'm back.
You're a little presumptuous saying I feel good, aren't you?
I feel good. I can't speak for you.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
You look good. You got a little sun to you. You enjoyed Marco Island, my paradise. You sent me some pictures to rub my nose in it. I called you yesterday. You're a nose rubber. And you had a good trip, though, huh?
Oh, my God. It was great. I am happy to be back, Ron, and I actually have a gift for you. And
did you bring back a treat?
We're gonna do it right
here.
What
did you bring?
You ready?
I'm
ready. Here's a little T-shirt. I just tossed it over to Ron.
Oh, man. I'm afraid to open it up.
It's a nice one. How about that, huh?
Oh, Marco Island t-shirt.
You like that?
Extra large. It is nice.
Not insulted by the extra large, are you? I didn't know. I was torn between large and extra large.
I like XX. I mean, I like to swim in them. Thank you. That was very kindly.
You're welcome.
Thank you very kindly.
So
missed a lot while
what happened here?
Oh, my God. Ben spoke. The Steelers are in OTAs. Josh Bell is having an MVP year. Joe, I haven't seen anything like this since Parker and Stargell, this kind of run that he is on. It is just incredible. Every ball he hits is hard. He hits home runs. He hit one into the river again the other night. You know, it's only happened five times, and he's done it twice in 2 weeks. He's done it twice, and it just was a monster shot the other night. But he's just playing
the one
great.
Yesterday was, too.
It was. I was into the bullpen the other way.
And it wasn't even his hardest hit ball of the day. That was the double. Maybe so, it was only a single. I don't
know,
remember.
They continue to defy all the odds. And, you know, now I don't know who they're going to pitch tonight. You know, this is one of those opener roles probably. Or maybe we'll see Brault again. Who knows? So they've been in the news. There's some Penguin stuff going on. You missed some things around here.
Let's start with that, Ron, as we reunite here, as I descend back into the show. Because that was the headline of everything. Even Ben talking, the headline that hit me hardest as I caught up on everything was Phil Kessel. And the report, not a rumor. I mean, this is, to me, a solid report from Mike Russo, who, by the way, is going to join us at 11:40 from The Athletic, and Josh Yowie from The Athletic. And that is that apparently there's a deal on the table. And apparently, by the way, the feeling is it probably won't happen because Kessel won't want to go to Minnesota.
He has a list of places where he will go, and I don't think Minnesota is one of them, and he'd have to waive it to do the deal.
He has control over this. Now, he's good buddies with Ryan Suter from a long time ago.
Both Wisconsin natives, I believe, aren't they?
Yeah, and Minnesota, you would think, would be somewhat of a desirable destination, but that organization right now is sort of, I don't know what to call it, Ron. Not so much a joke, but near that. You know, they don't get anything done in the end, in the
win.
Playoffs. So the deal on the table, Kessel and Jack Johnson to Minnesota for Jason Zucker and Victor Rask. And my first reaction was, wow, they want to get rid of Jack Johnson that badly, you know? But my second reaction is Zucker is a guy who could help them. He fits with what Mike Sullivan presumably likes to do, and that's he plays a speed game. He scored some goals. Victor Rask is a slow, overpaid fourth-line player whom Jim Rutherford drafted and whom Ron Francis overpaid. So that would be the price to pay for getting rid of Johnson. And I guess in the end, Ron, they want to get rid of Phil Kessel, and they probably will. This offseason. I think this is it. This is what this shows you. Then again, if he has control over a lot of these situations, what if they're stuck with him in the end?
Well,
in their mind, stuck. In my mind, it wouldn't be such a bad thing.
See, I think it's time. I think the shelf life has expired there. I've known this for 2 years. They've been trying to at least look into moving him. I don't think he's going to be back. And, you know, the Zucker, Zucker, is that how you pronounce it?
Zucker, like Ron Zook.
Zucker, you know, at least you're getting some quality back. I think they just want to get rid of that contract. If they can get rid of Jack Johnson, too, they'd be all for it. But I think Kessel skated his last game with the Penguins. Just a question of where he wants to go. And, you know, there's ways of making Minnesota more attractive to him. I mean, there can be some sort of payout there. Hey, we'll give you this if you go. And I'm not saying it's not a done deal. It's a done deal, but I'm not saying there's no chance either.
Me neither. Not no chance. But I am hearing from very good sources that Kessel is that they don't think this is going to happen because Kessel doesn't want to go there. And that does present an issue because, as you say, maybe they want to get rid of his salary, Ron, but this would be more or less a wash, really. Zucker just signed a deal that's worth $5 million a year. Rask makes $4 million.
Yeah.
So you put that with Kessel and Johnson combined, it's almost a wash salary-wise.
Well, I think they just feel like Kessel's run his course
sure.
with the coach.
And
you know, maybe it's not so much money-wise as you get a good player in here, Zucker, and, you know, and Kessel's gone.
And that
to me, and the GM, as we know, promised change. And I think that's the most obvious change.
What happens if Kessel were to come back? What if they just can't get rid of him? I mean, that's what's happened before. You mentioned for 2 years you've known about this.
You know,
they tried. They can't get it done.
I don't know that it was, you know, that they actually got to a point of players in the past. But I know they were looking to at least see what was out there. And they couldn't find anybody. This seems to be a lot more serious, more intense. It can be uncomfortable if he comes back. But he's one of those guys that, you know, seems to live in his own world anyway. He's going to play, and, you know, the coach will adjust, I guess. But I truly believe he will not be back, whether it's Minnesota or somebody
else. Yeah, and to me, that's the headline here. And I wonder how people feel about that. Because in my time here, Ron, I don't remember too many athletes, forget about hockey players, too many athletes who generated as much passion in the fan base as Phil Kessel. Do you?
He was a folk hero. He's every man. You know, he's out of shape. He's balding. He just looks like every man. Comes to the bench. He's out of breath after every shift, which drives a coach crazy. And he produced. He helped them win 2 cups, so he's obviously going to be held in high regard. But we saw last year the slump that he was in. If it had been any other player other than maybe Sid, he'd have been, you know, booed or at least not – supported. I mean, he got standing ovations for coming close to a goal.
Beloved.
You know, he
There's
is
no
beloved.
Doubt.
And I mean, people will take it hard if he goes, but hey, life goes on for all of us without any of us. So they'll adjust the fan base. But you're absolutely right. I don't know that I can remember a player more beloved.
So how do you feel about that out there? Because that really is the headline here, is that Phil Kessel's all but gone. And now it's a matter of whether you can come to grips with it. Now, maybe what's transpired over the last couple of years, he hasn't had great playoffs by any means, has worn you down a little bit. Maybe you're on Sully and management side in this thing. But how does that reality hit you that Phil Kessel is basically on his way out of town, whether it's Minnesota or somewhere else? I'd be real curious to hear some reaction, Ron.
Yeah, you know what, though? People can't be surprised. I mean, they've been
not surprised.
They've known this is coming. You know,
but they didn't want to believe it.
This isn't quite like, you know, and I'm not saying this would ever happen. All of a sudden, they come out and we've traded Crosby. You know, that would be like a shock. This one isn't going to be a shock because I think the media has prepared them for this, and I think the Penguins have by not saying anything to deny it.
For sure, since the end of the
season.
But
when reality finally hits, it's still going to hit.
412-928-9370. Curious to get your reaction on Phil Kessel. It's basically, again, whether it's Minnesota or somewhere else, he's very, very likely going to be gone. And how does that hit you as a Penguins fan? You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates Fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. I know this much, Ron. Even if he's gone, and it sure sounds like he is, say this much for Phil Kessel. When it comes time for Sid and Gino to say goodbye, someday when they raise those numbers to the rafters, it's very likely that they would have had one. Now, they may still win more. They might. But at this point, It's very likely they have won Stanley Cup and would have underachieved to this point without Phil Kessel.
Well, there's no doubt he was a huge part of it. I mean, who knows if somebody else would have been in there, whether they'd have won or not. But he should always be regarded fondly here because he did help them win.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like Max Talbot. I mean, you know, he helped them win a Stanley Cup the first time for this group. And no matter what they do the rest of their careers, he should always be highly regarded here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any way they win in 16 without him. Do you? He could have been the Conn Smythe winner. Who else would have done that for them?
Yeah, I mean, well, theoretically, somebody else would have been in his position, you know, if they had traded him or some, you know, who knows. But I think your point is he was incredibly valuable to them, and he was.
Maybe absolutely. Most valuable. You could make that argument
HBK
in 16.
Line, that first year was pretty special.
Led the postseason in goals. Those 2 years combined, the two cup years, Phil Kessel led in goals. He's a dynamic offensive player. He's still a great offensive player. He still is. But it feels like, I'll acknowledge, it definitely just feels like the expiration date is here. 412-928-9370. We have Mike Russo, as I said, from The Athletic, who wrote about this. He'll give us his feeling on whether it's going to happen or not. We're going to talk to Joe Block at 11:25, Ron. Ray Fittipaldo is in the building. Get his feeling and thoughts on the first week of Steelers OTAs. All that ahead on Cook and Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.